Page 39. F. Canada. Area. 9,984,670 square kilometres. Population. 34,834,800. Capital. Ottawa. Major cities. Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver. Languages. English, official. French, official. Currency, Canadian dollar. Life expectancy at birth, male 79.07, female 84.42. Literacy, male 99%, female 99%. National Day, Canada Day, the 1st of July.
Canada is an enormous country, consisting both of mainland territory and numerous islands. Together, the 10 provinces and 3 territories of Canada make it the world's second largest country after Russia. It is sparsely populated, however, and approximately 85% of the Canadian population is concentrated in the 4 provinces of Ontario, Quebec, British Columbia, and Alberta. About 62% of the population lives in the first 2 provinces alone. What about the native population of Canada? The Inuits mostly live north of the 50th parallel in the Northwest Territories, Nunavut, Quebec, and Labrador. In 1999, the Inuits were given their own territory called Nunavut. This is Canada's biggest territory, and it makes up approximately 20% of the total area of the country. In the old days, Inuits used to live in igloos or in houses made of whalebone and hide, but today they live in conventional houses. Most Inuits buy their food at supermarkets, and they are therefore no longer as dependent on fishing and hunting seals, whales, caribou, and other Arctic animals. There is also an Indian population in Canada. They live predominantly in Ontario, British Columbia, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. Together with the Inuits, they make up a mere 2% of the total Canadian population today. What sport do you associate with Canada? Ice hockey, probably. Many countries have a sport that is so common that it is referred to as a national sport. In Canada, however, ice hockey has been declared the nation's national winter sport by an act of parliament. The same act declared that lacrosse is Canada's national summer sport. Lacrosse? Never heard of it, you may say. Nobody plays it here in Norway. They do, actually. This typical Canadian sport is becoming increasingly popular here as well, particularly among students. In Canada, Indigenous people played it as early as the 13th century, so it is deeply rooted in Canadian culture. Canada is very different from Great Britain, not only geographically speaking, but also with respect to language. The majority of the Canadian population has English as their first language. In the province of Quebec, however, the majority speak French. This is due to what occurred in the 1600s, for while the British colonized and took control over parts of what is now the USA, French settlers and fur traders established colonies in Quebec in Canada. When the British took over from the French in 1763, they acknowledged the right of the French-speaking inhabitants of Quebec to retain their language and culture. Since then, Quebec has had a francophone population. Stephanie is one of many young French Canadians who have chosen to travel out of the province of Quebec to learn English.
Here in Montreal, it is very important to speak English. I am the manager of this restaurant, and I think about 70% of my customers speak English. Montreal is close to the US border, so lots of American tourists come here all the time. That is why I went to Tampa Bay in the USA and stayed there for 7 months. I didn't speak any English at all when I went there. The only word I could say was hello. During my stay in the USA, I learned to speak fairly well, but I still do not speak English fluently. The problem is that it is difficult to maintain my English. In Montreal, they speak English at shopping centers and lots of other places. But you only speak French with your family. So French is definitely my first language. This doesn't mean that we are more attached to France than to the United States, though.
As Queen Elizabeth II is head of the Commonwealth, she is also head of state in Canada. This is just a formal title, however. She has no political power in Canada or in any other Commonwealth country, and the real power resides in the parliamentary system of government. The Canadian government is led by a prime minister, and their parliament is called the House of Commons, just as it is in Britain.